size over it, and then I'm like, I look crazy again, like dry, and then I did powder melt again.
Oh,
I did the combo, and that helped.
Yeah, you could do the same thing with the Infallible. But Infallible is literally hairspray. I would never use that every day.
Before we go any further, we want to thank our last sponsor, and that's Quince.
August is such a wonderful month, not only because it's my birthday, but I feel like it's a very transitionary point when it comes to your style, because we're starting to head into fall, you know, we're leaving summer behind us, and it is a perfect time to hit reset before the autumn rush. And for me, that always starts with my wardrobe, and Quince is amazing because Quince proves that you don't need a crowded closet to look incredible. You just need the right pieces, and boy, do they have them.
Yeah, and Quince specializes in effortless, high-quality essentials like ultra soft organic cotton and premium Mongolian cashmere sweaters, and they're beautifully tailored. They fit so amazing, and they're honestly built to last. The quality of Quince is unmatched, especially for the price, which is the best part.
Yeah, everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and I don't know how they do it because they still work directly with ethical factories and cut out that middleman so that you're paying for the quality and not the brand markup. And honestly, everything I've gotten from Quince has been such amazing quality. No matter how much I wash it, you can really tell the difference between that and something that's more expensive, but you're just paying for the brand, you know?
Oh my gosh, did I tell you that I recently took care of my friend Andrea, her dog Walter, and she, not only were they beautiful sheets, but I slept in her bed that weekend, and I was like, oh my gosh, where are these sheets from? And when I looked at them, they were from Quince, and I asked her about them, and she was like, I used your code, and they were so comfortable and high quality. I was like, of course they're from Quince.
Yeah, and that's because Quince doesn't just have apparel. They have amazing bed sheets, like Kathleen just mentioned, but they also have like bath and kitchen staples. They have a ton of essentials, and they even have like amazing furniture, which is insane. You could pretty much find anything on Quince. It's crazy.
I always recommend Quince if you're looking for a gift for someone, for a loved one, because they have everything under the sun there. I've gotten some of my favorite little sunglasses from Quince, some jewelry. I already talked about my linen pajamas. They're my favorites.
Yeah, I got some high-waisted linen shorts that were a staple for me this summer because, wow, linen really needs to be what everyone's wearing in the summer. It's so breathable and wonderful. How did I not know it existed before this summer?
And the material is good for you, okay? No polyester.
That's what they say. So upgrade your everyday and download the Quince app for app exclusive offers, or go to quince.com/jkpod to get free shipping on your order and 365 day returns,
which they are now available in Canada and the UK too, and that is Quince, quince.com/jkpod.
And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Why did I get an email that says, thanks for your order, your digital things will be available soon?
I'm gonna fucking jump the people of JCPenney.
24 to 48 hours.
But who are those girls? It's JK.
Woo!
Is that?
I can't wait.
Is that wine in your hand?
Yeah.
You're getting loose tonight with wine.
Look. I am, guys.
I have water and electrolytes.
Oh, period. No, I love that.
I'm sorry.
I am so excited for today's episode. I'm just excited to hang out with you. Come on.
No, I'm so excited for today's episode. First of all, we are wearing our swampy olive t-shirts. Although I will say something that I do, I completely forgot to preface this when I gave you the shirt. Gabby is very artsy, very DIY, very, very like, you know, crafty and just like, you know, she MacGyvers her way through life in like a crafty way. So she did tell me that to make the yellow of the swampiness.
She peed on it.
She did. No, oh my God.
I'm like, how avant-garde is she?
She used a little bit of like yellow eyeshadow. So I've already washed mine like 3 times and mine is less swampy than yours. But I will be retouching it up with my yellow eyeshadow at home.
Wait, why'd she do that?
Because she didn't have the right swampy color.
Well, talk about a temporary fix, but I love it.
No, come on. It's like an interactive t-shirt. Like, have you ever had one before?
Yeah, like it gets an interactive t-shirt? Not per se.
Yeah, like you can make it as swampy as you want. Like you can really, you know.
I've never really had a shirt that I have to work on, to be honest.
Yeah. Fucking custom.
Usually they're ready made. But no, I love this. I love this experiment. Yeah, yours looks absolutely clear.
Yeah, mine is like not at all dirty.
Damn, I hope Rosie threw in a color catcher in that washer or that yellow eyeshadow is going to stain the rest of your clothes. No, Gabby did such a wonderful job. Thank you so much.
Bro, she slayed it. Look how cute we are, guys.
Adore this so much. And there are different shades of dirtiness, like depending on the rest of what and whatnot. So, like,
no,
honestly,
for sure. Oh my God, guys.
These olives
are fucking
perfect.
We have to get into Quelisa, mi gente. No, they're absolutely perfect. I'm obsessed. And I love your skewer. Your skewer is like metallic and shiny.
No,
she made mine a little fuzzy, which is perfect, but you know what I mean.
Wait, why do we have to get into Que Dice Mi Gente? What's going on? Oh, God.
I
want to
get into Que Dice Mi Gente. No, I want to get into Que Dice Mi Gente. Well, first of all, there's so many funny things to address, but also I have the most embarrassing story to tell you. I slid into a boy's DMs and I want to kill myself
now. No, you've been like extra like ambitious and dare I say maybe horny in the last week or something. You're like trying to talk to so many men. I'm so excited.
No, I haven't.
Hey, say the word and I'll try to find you somebody. Like in Vegas or something. Oh my God, I will make it happen. Mama. You want a random man?
No, I'm just saying like, no. I mean, it's been, you know, it's been 3 years since my divorce. Yeah. And like, that I'm not ready. I don't want a boyfriend and I'm not ready. I slid into an old friend's DM.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I want to know everything. No, I have so many questions. I can't wait.
There's not a lot of tea because I got out of there so motherfucking quick.
Oh my God.
I said, get me the fuck out of here and I'll tell you why. But anyway, let's get into Katie Smith because first of all, there's so many funny things that I screenshotted.
Oh no. From our last episode because
have you seen?
We've been uploading in a weird order. By the way, quick, before you say anything, bus schedule change. Alert. Bus schedule change. This is official and this is real and we are going to be sticking to this bus schedule. Are you ready? The new JK podcast episodes will be uploaded every Sunday.
Woo! And I know what you're thinking. Oh my God, that means we're not gonna get them until motherfucking Wednesday.
Wrong.
Of like the fall.
Eh.
Wrong. No, we're going to be filming the episodes like if we're supposed to be uploading them on Wednesday.
Yes, my edit is going to come to me by Wednesday and then I have until Sunday to review everything, to add assets, to send it to Kathleen, to get the notes. That's more than enough time. Sunday is my very, very, very last day, like personal deadline wise. Even when I have shit going on, I can make Sunday happen. Like that is totally going to work out for us. So now you can expect there's no specific time. God bless. But on Sundays.
Yeah, so now, yeah, no, that's definitely no specific time, but I know a lot of you guys were like, oh my God, this bus schedule is so hectic. I don't know when the bus
you guys
is coming.
Can count on us. Sundays, you can wait at the stop on Sunday and we will be picking you up. Don't worry.
We will be picking you up. I don't know if we're picking you up in the morning or in the
You're just going to have to stay there and wait. By the way, I saw one of the like top comments on our last episode was like, we want bus merch right now. Absolutely not, guys. God bless.
Oh, guys, I know. Oh my God, I was going to talk to you about that, Jesse. Like, everybody wants bus merch.
No, I'm sorry. You're going to have to make it yourself. That's ridiculous.
Like, what are we gonna do? Give you a shirt with a school bus on it?
Hop on. Like, I can't. Like, that's so cheesy, guys.
The bus is here.
We've thought about it. Like, another bus will come and stuff. But, like, literally, you guys are gonna go around and not that there's anything. Bus drivers are amazing angels and wonderful and necessary for our society. But you're just gonna look like bus drivers.
Oh, my God. I must look desperate to my friends. Jordan just texted me. Two great places to meet men. Grocery store, but like a nice one, like a Sprouts, okay? What about the gym? A bookshop? A coffee shop? I'm like, Jordan, it's fine. It's quite all right.
I'm so dead. You just like loiter around the coffee shop, just like looking around, waiting for a man.
Because remember how I told you that I told Iman, like, unless me and a guy are like reaching for the same book at the same time, I just feel like I won't meet anybody. He was like, oh my God, you're going to be alone forever.
I do fear, and you are like the most warm and inviting person and sweet to every single person that you meet, but you come across like just visually in public. As like, absolutely, I wouldn't come up to you. You look scary.
Yeah, I know.
Even though you're small.
I'm just so awkward. Like, I don't know how to talk to strange men.
No, between your walk, between the way that you walk.
Bro, I don't know. Jesse bullies me so hard for my walk. She says I walk like a boy. So you think that my boyish walk will turn off
between
the men around
your insane
me? I'll just
gait
stay sitting down.
And and you're just general, like your shyness. Like sometimes I feel like you look like mad, but you're not mad. You're just like shy and you're just like people watching or something.
I know. Remember that guy that was hitting on me one time at Patio and he was like, dude, your body language is insane.
You have insane body language. You're just walking like, around with your open gates, mad at the world. It's like, who is that girl? You're gorgeous, honey. You got that going for you. You're absolutely stunning. But, you know, come on. You're just not very welcoming.
Yeah, I'm not. Like, what does it matter? I can't use my looks at all.
You look like a pissed off supermodel with a crazy walk. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, we gotta get you in
bad.
Some, like, interaction classes. Like, there has to be classes for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like how to talk to strangers. Like, listen, my walk isn't that bad. I will say my friend Kayla on three separate occasions has come up to me. Like when she's been walking behind me, she comes up to me next to me. She's like, do you have scoliosis? She's asked me that three times.
No,
three
mama.
Times.
I just got like,
and I'm
what
like,
is it called?
I think so. You
I think it's called like
me.
Skewed toes or something when someone walks with their toes out like that. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So this leg like walks a little
no,
bit.
No, but it's all
like
Rosie's
this.
Fault. It's Rosie's fault. It's not
it
your
is
fault.
Because
she
put me
put
in
you in the
one
walker
of those
for too long.
For years. For years, mama. Years. My hips, they all fucked up because of Rosie and now I walk like a boy. So
I love it. Yeah, honestly, I actually love your walk so much. It brings me happiness.
Thank you. Honestly, I feel like the only way maybe a man will approach me if I just sit there like this.
No, because that's not
like
what
this.
Your face looks like.
No, like this. No, not like this. Because that's what the guy told me about you. He's like, your arms are crossed. Like, you feel like you look like you don't even want to be here. I was like, dude, I don't.
Well, and also you get like,
I feel like your fear of like dying and somebody attacking you, I do feel that it does exude from you.
Right. That's why I slid into a boy that I once knew's DM.
Wait, can you just tell us that before we get to Kelly Semejante? Because I really want to know. You've been teasing me since yesterday. I want to know.
Okay, fine. So I guess Kelly Semejante is going to be like way in the middle of this episode. So I had a friend in high school and me and him were always very good friends, but very, very good friends. And I always thought he was very cute. He had very nice teeth. Very cute boy.
Okay.
Very funny, very smart. All the things, okay? But the thing is that he was like very normal, you know, like a funny normal. And you know, I was in the era of my life of like me and Phantom had like, you know, had been a thing, and I was in the like I want to be tortured and in love and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
I even vividly remember one time, like, we were in class and one of our teachers was trying to, like, get me with, like, another kid. She's like, oh, you should try to date, like, blah, blah. Whatever. I thought one of the boys were cute. And so she was like, oh, you should talk to him. You should whatever. And then this guy, I need to give him a name. Let's give him a name.
Robert.
Okay. And then Robert.
God. You paused. I thought that you were going to say, like, that's his name.
No, I knew a Robert, but, like, it's whatever. It's okay. I didn't know his. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
And then Robert was like, yeah, I don't know if she would be into him because he's not, like, you know, dying of an illness or, right. or have, like, any,
you need
you
the
know,
drama.
And,
yeah.
Right. And so, like, at that time in my life, I just really wasn't, whatever. But anyway, I always thought he was, like, super cute. We kind of had, like, a crush on each other kind of thing. It was like, well, they won't, they, you know?
Electrolyte break.
I'm just so embarrassed, I gotta say. It was
no,
like very
why?
And for no reason, because nothing happened. Like genuinely
bro,
nothing.
If you
happened.
Had filmed any of my crushes in high school, like I would be ruined forever. Like it's so fucking embarrassing. Genuinely, like I feel like love in high school.
Yeah, in high school.
It literally was just pure limerence. Like it was just like obsession, oh like doodling and being like, oh, I will bleed for this man.
That's the best.
Oh, it felt so good. It felt so good.
I love those times. Life is so real now and yeah. I hate it. Anyway,
damn.
Me and him had a pact, right? Like we had this like little pact and we're like, okay, if me and you are not married by the time we're 40.
Oh, I'm gonna like this is gonna depress
we'll get married.
Me. Oh no, okay.
Like if me and you we'll get married. Like we said that as a joke. It was always like a funny joke.
Like, but
okay,
like not a
married,
joke because you actually thought he was cute and wonderful.
Yeah, but he was my friend, you know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway, a few months pass, and then I changed my name on Facebook to like Kathleen Fuentes.
Yeah.
And like
you got married.
He messages me and he's like, what the fuck? Like, we had just kind of graduated, like, the year before. You know, I was almost 19 years old when I got married, right? So I was, like, 3 months away from being 19. So he was very... He messaged me, like, girl, are you pregnant? What the fuck happened? What's
damn,
happening?
No, valid. Oh, my God.
No, valid.
That
valid.
Happened to me borderline, too. But I was already, like, older. Like, I met Nassim when I was, like, 23. But I had just had a guy from Miami come for my birthday. That was in August, right? So he mm-hmm, comes mm-hmm. For my birthday. And we're, like, having a wonderful time. And he's, like, oh, my God, you're such a wonderful woman. Like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We tried to like make it happen and then he was kind of just like lackluster and kind of like ate shit, whatever. So we didn't actually end up dating. And then in October, that's it. It was like in love with Nassim. And then like a couple months later, I was pregnant. He literally messaged me like, congrats? Question mark. He's just like, God damn. Like,
wow,
you moved on
really
quick.
Fast.
Yeah, you know, life does be like that sometimes.
Life does be like that sometimes. What can I say?
We make rash decisions over here. We really do. In the name of love, of
we
course.
We do. And so he messaged me. He's like, dude, are you pregnant? I'm like, no. He's like, what the fuck? He was like so taken aback and
that's
so
valid.
Flabbergasted.
That's valid as fuck.
Like, no, very lie. Valid. So he was kind of like a little upset almost. Or like not upset, but just like, what the fuck? And so I was such a beautiful, loyal wife. And then I said, yeah, I'm married. And then I never spoke to him again, obviously.
Oh yeah,
like I never saw him again, never spoke to him again at all. So the other day, okay, I'm like looking through pictures of my childhood and I see a picture of me, Janine, and Robert sitting on a couch at a party. Uh-oh. And it's funny because I'm like, I have my phone up to my face like this and I have a giant pee on my phone for Phantom, like a giant.
Damn, you really transferred your obsession from Phantom to Porter. Still a pee.
But honestly, like K-heart pee. I got pees everywhere. It's so yeah. funny. Maybe it was like, you know, manifesting like my future Porter love. Anyway, yeah. So I see this picture of him and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't spoken to Robert in like 15 years. Like, this is so crazy. I haven't even heard about Robert in 15 years. And I remember him being like so cute, having like such perfectly white teeth and being kind of funny. Like, let me just like find him on Instagram. So I look him up and I tell myself, I'm like, okay, if I see the picture and if I see, obviously it's like him and a girl, I wouldn't even dare to message.
Right, of course.
Obviously. I go onto his page. It's private. So I can't even see if he has a girlfriend. I can't see if he has a wife. I can't see if he has kids. I can't see anything. But in his profile picture, it's just him by himself, right? Just
yeah.
him in a picture. And his bio doesn't say anything about being married or anything.
Okay.
Like, it's just like a random bio, right? It doesn't say anything like
I'm thinking,
a date,
I'm like, shit,
nothing.
I think Nassim doesn't have anything in his bio. And I think his picture's well, by
I don't think that, exactly, but still, okay. But if Nassim didn't have, it was just a picture of him, like he has Nassim, and then he has nothing in his bio. And if his page is private,
somebody would think he was single.
Of course, like, not him, whatever. But anyway, so I DM him and I'm like, oh my God, Robert. That's all I say. Oh my God, Robert. And he responds, he's like, oh my God, Kathleen.
Like, oh my God. And I'm like, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you in 15 years. Like, holy shit. How are you?
Like, this could be so beautiful.
No, this is the part that really gets me, because here's the thing is, like, things like this can happen to me because I have issues in my brain.
Right.
So when I go, oh my God, it's been so long. It's been like 15 years. How are you? I haven't seen you in so long. He responds and he's like, wow, out of all the messages to get on my birthday, like, this is the last message I expected to get.
You messaged him on his birthday?
I messaged him on his birthday. So Whoa. Immediately when I read that message, I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting married to Robert.
You obviously. I mean, what could have drawn my heart to this man on his birthday other than love?
I genuinely totally get that. And then like, we're on the street, it's like we're going through like some sort of mercury retrograde climacteric
thing.
That
mercury retrograde will really get you.
That apparently is about like unfinished business. We're in some sort of unfinished business mercury retrograde.
You are super in your unfinished business era. I feel like your whole mind has been like nostalgic, like looking back, like I don't know.
Yeah, we even went on a whole, I've been crying all day over like Phantom. It's like this whole thing.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Anyway, that's why I'm so like, by the way, if you notice, I have been absolutely sobbing all day.
Oh my God, no, you look, but literally, I was going to tell you, look fabulous.
Oh, wow. Thanks so much.
Are you using the L'Oreal Infallible Setting Spray?
No, I'm not. I just did my makeup. It's the bronzer. It's the Sip bronzer you gave me. I think it's giving me like a really bronzy, beautiful glow. You should buy it.
Like J-Lo. Okay, go ahead.
Whatever. I get that message and I'm like, oh my God, it's the stars. They're aligned. That means that we are like, the pact that we made, it's just like a whole thing. And I'm like, wow, like, what are the odds? You know? So I'm like, holy fuck, it's your birthday. He's like, yeah, what are the odds? How crazy? And I'm like, wow, that is crazy. Like, wow, that's amazing. So I'm like, so tell me about your life. Like, I don't know anything. Like,
what's the vibes?
I go, tell me about your life. I don't know anything about your life, dude. He's like, no, it's crazy. Well, I got married last year.
Oh.
As soon as I read that, I said, oh, Gotta go.
You're like, sir, I didn't come here to actually catch up. I was hoping we would get married. So now that I just really must be going. I don't want to know about your life anymore.
No, he goes, I got married last year, which is pretty wild. He's like, so tell me about you. And I'm like, oh my God. No, I literally responded. I'm like, oh my God, congratulations.
Oh no.
Oh my God, congratulations. I'm like, I'm so happy to hear you're doing well. Well, thank you so much for your time. It was so nice to catch up with you. No, I literally immediately,
you
I was
said,
like,
well,
thank you so much
for your time.
No, I didn't say, no, I didn't.
Oh, I was like, Kathy, that is actually fucking insane.
No, I didn't. I said, oh my God, congrats. I'm so happy to hear that you're doing well. I'm so, so happy for you. I just, you know, I wanted to see how you were doing, but I hope you have a really good happy birthday. You know, I wish you many more and like, you know, so happy to see that you're good. And he said, well, thank you so much for checking in. I said, you're welcome. Bye.
Well,
for a good 20 minutes.
I love that you put yourself out there. No, what I was surprised by is that she was telling me I was DMing this guy, whatever, and something happened. I'll tell you on the show. So then now she's telling me on the show. But then last night, she texts me like, 911, emergency. By the way, when you text someone 911, you better be on the fucking floor, bitch. Like, what do you mean 911? 911, SOS, send help.
I can't talk to boys.
Okay, then she said, I'm trying to flirt with a guy in his DMs. And I'm like, well, how the fuck am I supposed to help you, bitch? I haven't tried to do that in a million years.
Okay, hold on. Here's the thing. Somebody like Robert, like, I don't mind talking to him because I feel like even though I haven't seen Robert or spoken to Robert in 15 years, I knew him for so long. I feel like, by the way, I wasn't trying to rekindle any of these flames. I was just like,
okay, well, what is it, a crime if you were? Who can't?
I just saw a picture of Robert.
Makes so much sense because what's the alternative? Hinge? Like, maybe we revisit some things in the past.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I am not going to get on Hinge. And I was like, oh, you know, me and Robert, I may have some unfinished business. And then I just started to think about, you know, all the few crushes I've had, you know, because I've only had like 4 boyfriends in my life. And so I was looking back on them and wow, really, truly, everybody's like married or dead. Golly, guys, it's like, I'm not kidding. And then I started to spiral a little bit. I'm like, wow, right. At the age of 34, truly at this age, the good ones are married or dead. It's just fact.
I have no comforting words to say. I wish I did. I've thought about that before. And like, I just like, if I was dating right now, the only plus side of it would be that I'm like pretty resilient in that sense, especially if I feel like it's like for content or like, you know, like how I used to do for my story times. I could almost date for like a joke. Like, I'm like, whatever, I don't give a fuck. But
okay, but you see, I can't.
No, you can't. I wish you would. It would be so awesome for me.
I'm in the business of dating for love. Do you know anybody?
No, but I also used to be like boy crazy. Like, I would walk into every single establishment and I was like looking around. I'm like, where the boys? You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to see sexy boys for some reason.
I'm not like that. I just want to, you know.
No, I feel like you're not like that at all. Like, when we go places, even if we go to like Orlando or something, like, I just feel like you're not looking around. Like, you're very much like, you're just with us. You know what I mean? You're not like really looking around for sexy men.
Of course, I'm not.
Men,
and that probably is my problem because I do want that candy, can't sleep, reach for the stars, over the fence, World Series kind of love. But like, how am I going to do that if I'm not open to it in any way, shape or form?
But wait, how did you end up in the second guy's DMs? So like, not the first one, not Robert, the other guy.
Oh, no, that other guy, that was just me being a little bit kind of tipsy and panicking in the moment that a
guy like responded to my DM. It was just a guy who responded to my stories. Like a follower? Like, oh my God. No, I mean, we follow each other. He's the guy that I showed you the other day on Instagram.
Interesting.
My friend Jordan, guys. No, God bless.
Jordan's working overtime. She's really... She sent Kathleen her dentist and was like, you want him?
Guys, I'm like, Jordan, it's honestly fine. Like, I am not interested. Because the thing is that she's like, it's been 3 years since you got divorced. Like, why don't you get out there? And I'm like, I don't want to get out there. I think I'm fine. And then the other day, she sends me a picture of her dentist. Okay, I would put it in here if it wasn't like, but I wouldn't do that to her. But she's like, oh my God, I'm going to hook you up with my dentist. And she sends me a picture of him. Guys, I shit you not. He is smirking in the picture like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it is a sinister smirk. I will say, like, when I saw that, I said, ah! You know what I mean? Like, no, not an ugly actually, man at all, but that smirk was giving, like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I'm like, Jordan, he looks like a serial killer. And she's like, wow, I'm really starting to question your judgment if you think that this smirk is giving serial killer. It's a flirty smirk. I'm like, you think that's a flirty smirk?
No. Yeah.
Crazy.
Flirting with death.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, Lisa.
You know, guys, I've been telling you that I've been on a recent health journey. I have been doing better with my food, with my exercise, and honestly, better with my sleep. I never really used to take sleep into consideration when I came to my health, but it is actually so important for you, and that's where Lisa comes in.
Yeah, Lisa has a lineup of beautifully crafted mattresses tailored to how you sleep, which was what I thought was the coolest thing about Lisa, because each mattress is designed with specific sleep positions and feel preferences in mind. Like, I'm personally, I try to be a back sleeper, but I end up being on my side. So I'm a little bit of both. I'm a hybrid, but some people are stomach sleepers, which, you know, those people are psychos, but it's okay.
Yeah, and honestly, Lisa mattresses are meticulously designed and assembled in the USA for exceptional quality, and they back it all up with free shipping, easy returns, and a 120-night sleep trial.
Yeah, Lisa is also featured by West Elm as their go-to mattress partner, and my dad got a Lisa mattress, and he never stops talking about what a big difference it made for his back. I mean, he's obviously older, and he does a bunch of other stuff like diet and exercise to try to help his back and whatnot, but I truly feel like his Lisa mattress has made the biggest impact, and he's been doing so much better.
No, honestly, Lisa mattress and garlic, that's your dad's go-to.
It really is.
And honestly, my favorite thing about Lisa, okay, Lisa isn't just about sleep, it's about impact. They actually work with local nonprofits across the U.S. to donate thousands of mattresses each year to families in need, with over 43,000 mattresses donated to date.
Yeah, and they're just truly all around amazing because they are committed to eco-friendly materials and sustainable manufacturing practices, which is amazing. And they partner with organizations like Clean Hub to help remove harmful plastic waste from the environment. I love that.
So all you guys have to do is go to Lisa.com for 30% off select mattresses, and you get an extra $50 off with promo code JKPOD.
Yeah, this is exclusive for our listeners. Again, that is Leesa.com. Using the promo code JKPOD for 30% off select mattresses, plus an extra $50 off. And please support our show and let them know the JK Podcast sent you. It helps us out a lot. And thank you so much to Lisa for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
She really is working overtime. But when I was in Montana, she's like, I don't know, I just feel like you and this guy, I could just feel, I could sense your personalities. They would just go well together.
I do love that about her.
So she's like, follow him. Yeah, she's putting in the word. She goes, follow him. You should follow him. So I started following him, and then he followed me back. But then that's it. That's where it ended. You know, whatever. Yeah, and then the other day he responded to my story, and I was like, oh, wait, now I don't know what.
Wait. Was it like with a winky face or something, or was it like super dry?
It was a super casual, like very friendly, like not interested in.
Oh no! Did you start flirting? Like, did you flirt?
No. We had a very normal. Like once I texted him, like, oh wait a minute, this is a normal conversation. He's just like a normal guy, very nice man.
I cannot believe you texted me 911 for that shit.
Yeah, I thought
SOS
for some reason
911. Like, you better have a bullet in your fucking torso if you're texting me that, bitch. But anyway, Kathleen is trying to flirt again. I'm trying to flirt again.
I'm just saying that is the first time that I respond to a stranger that's a man in maybe like 15 years in my life. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you've never done it as an adult, really. God bless. So like, this is like your first like adult, like real adult conversations, which what even is that? I don't know. What do adults talk about?
God bless. I'm going to be very clear.
Yeah.
I responded something. And then that's where it ended. Like, it was
you're not going to, you know, fall in love and whatnot, but open is what I'm gathering. You're open to flirting.
I don't know if I'm open. Oh, am I open to flirting? Absolutely. I'm open to flirting, but that's about it.
How do you flirt? Like, what's your main like flirt language?
Oh God, I don't.
You know what mine used to be? I used to make fun of the men. I thought that was so fun. I used to make fun of them all the
time. And you see, and some guys might like that, but like,
like most probably didn't. God bless. Yeah. No. Yeah. I definitely was just bullying them.
Come on.
Turns out I love bullying men. I didn't know.
Well, Nassim clearly has a kink for that.
Oh, Nassim loves that shit. He loves what I mean to him. No, come on.
No.
We went on the sweetest date last night. We went
Did
to.
You?
Oh my God, we did. My mom watched the kids. She took the kids for pizza with Joe and stuff. And we went to Wagyu House and had all you can eat Wagyu. And it was fucking delicious. And I got hammered off of martinis and it was a splendid time.
Oh my God, that sounds beautiful. I love that for you guys. Honestly.
Yeah, no, it was.
I was at my house crying my eyes out over being an old spinster at 35. I love that.
Okay,
you guys.
Okay, you texted me that. What the fuck is a spinster?
Actually, I'm not sure. Isn't that like a lady in a storybook who like doesn't have a husband?
Oh, because I thought that was like a irky.
A DJ?
Yeah. Because what's she spinning? Her fucking vagina? What is she spinning?
I don't think it's like spin. A spinner.
Nah,
spinster.
I need to look that up. I need to fact check on that.
A spinster. They're like sewing, and they're lonely old ladies.
I actually just in real time caught myself. I know people are going to comment. They're going to be like, wow, Kathleen is pouring her heart out about how like dating is so hard. I'm like, I went on a lovely date with Nassim. But I just want to say, I just wanted to share that in general. And it was probably the wrong time, wrong place. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. That's beautiful. Listen, I love it. I love love. Listen, I was married for 13 years. It was wonderful. It was, you bitch. It was great. And it was fun. And you know,
I agree. A spinster is an older, unmarried woman who is past the typical age for marriage. No, that's not you, bitch. You're not even mid-30s.
Wait, are you a spinster if you're divorced? Because I've been married once upon a time.
Oh, then you're, yeah, that's true. Let me
see. Oh, wait,
see
so I'm worse. I'm worse.
No, actually, that's I'm not worse. Worse.
Yeah, in the olden days? Oh my God, I'm pretty much like damaged goods.
No, you're not. Stop it.
In the olden days?
Well, in the olden days, they had slaves and shit. Like, you know, we don't listen to what those people did. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
True.
A woman who is married but has legally ended that marriage is known as a divorcee, not a spinster. Sorry.
Hey, I'm a divorcee.
But you know what? You're slaying so hard and you're such a head turner. Everywhere we go, you're with that beautiful red hair. You smell like a goddess and everybody's like, wow, who's that over there? Is her Ariel? That's what they're thinking. I'm telling you.
Wow, you're so nice to me. That's so sweet. Thank you for making me feel better.
It simply is the truth.
Wow, I really do appreciate that. Shall we get into Gilly Simi Hinti?
Yeah, let's do it. 30 minutes in. Woo! Actually, not 20. If my editing serves me correctly.
See if you can do it. See if she could do the magic one more time.
We've been kind of consistent talking. So right now we're at 28 minutes filming. I would say we're maybe at 19 minutes edited. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know. I wanted to say like more, like 21 minutes.
I was gonna say 20.
Yeah, something around that. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. I love this comment from Jules B32. Not Kathleen acting appalled that Jesse hasn't seen Practical Magic when Kathleen herself hadn't seen Practical Magic. No, literally till the other day. And I was like, you haven't seen Practical Magic? I don't even know
what that is, but yeah.
Oh, it's a really good movie.
Have you seen Sinners?
Ah.
Just kidding.
This one's a good one. Bella says, are we getting facelifts? Jesse, I'm never getting elective surgery smiles.
I'm not. Until my kids are old enough to live without me. And then if I die on the table, so be it. No, I'm not. But maybe there's a way that they could do my facelift while I'm awake. Oh my God, can you imagine?
Oh my God, are you crazy?
You just see your face like lifted up. They have your skin on. That's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, that sounds horrific.
You didn't give me enough Xanax. Put me to sleep.
I just noticed that under this comment, Scrambled Punk said, never take Jesse to AMC theaters, that Nicole Kidman ad.
What ad? No, I'm scared.
You said you don't like to watch things with Nicole Kidman.
Me. No, stop. I hate it.
You're so crazy.
Bro, you want to know something crazy? And maybe a little bit creepy.
Tell me.
So my cousin, her daughter, which is what? My second cousin? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. For sure?
Yes.
Okay, I always get confused with that. So my second cousin is an actress. She's amazing. I'm not going to say names, whatever, God bless. She did a movie with Nicole Kidman. And she told us that essentially, like, on the fly, mind you, she was, I think, 18 or freshly 19 years old when they filmed this movie. And Nicole Kidman is old. Okay, post-facelift.
God bless.
And so she, like, on fucking set, like, suggested to my second cousin, like, let's just do a scene where we just, like, make out. And they did. Isn't that interesting?
And Nicole Kidman is how old?
Old. For an 18 or 19 year old. Me and my brother, like, we first, when we were talking to my cousin about it, we're like, oh my God, that's so cool. But then the more we like kind of sat with it, we were just like, that's weird. I don't know if I like that. Like, aren't there intimacy coordinators who plan that out? Like, why would you just do that on the fly?
In the movie Interview with a Vampire, Brad Pitt kisses an 11 year old, like 35. And he's like 35, yeah.
Horrifying.
Kirsten Dunst reaches over and kisses him on the mouth. And she's like 11.
Shit, what the fuck?
They don't make out, but she kisses
him. I don't care. That's fucking weird.
Crazy.
But yeah, no,
crazy.
This was like fully Nicole Kidman's idea. Obviously, my second cousin is technically an adult and like she doesn't have any bad feelings about it and like she was consenting to it. But I personally found that weird and it freaked me out even more.
That's super weird.
I was like, Nicole Kidman, wait, what are you doing?
But that happened recently? Like yes. Nicole Kidman was old?
No, the movie like was in the last like couple years.
What the hell? That's super weird.
Yeah. I haven't watched the movie. I don't know if the scene made it or not, but she definitely suggest that. Yeah, but my cousin better work.
Was it a show?
I don't want to fuck up her acting possibilities. You know what I mean? She loved it.
Nothing.
She loved it and it was great and she loved making out with Nicole Kidman. It was fantabulous.
Oh my God. This comment from Kale says, this bus is swerving left and right 42 minutes in and we still haven't discussed the Brampton drama. No, I just picture a bus like,
yeah, we're spinning and dipping and turning and dabbing.
And I'm like, it's talking about the drama and it was like up and down and I didn't really get to it till the very end of the episode. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. You know, just put on your seatbelts, okay? If you don't, it's not our fault.
Newly says, no money in the world. Okay, $20,000 about kissing Monty Lopez.
Yeah. Well, I was convinced that like you meant like in the hundreds of thousands. $20,000 nowadays, mama, that's not going to get you far.
You told me I didn't need tongue. If it's not tongue, I can kiss pretty much anybody.
But like a long, like gentle one where you like suck his bottom lip.
No. You said no. It was just like
that's touching. What I meant.
No, you never said any sucking of lips. You said touching lips like a pop kiss. A pop kiss doesn't include.
Like a super long, a long pop kiss enough to like smell him. You know what I mean?
No! Oh my God. I love this comment from Alejandra. She says, even if Jesse fixes her camera, she ain't returning that. And then someone else says, she's for sure gonna forget.
Damn. You know what? So I've actually have an update on that. I do have an update.
Please tell us.
So Joe tried to fix the camera. He could not. He was on the phone with Ken and people and they were basically saying it was an internal problem. I bought it in 2025. Is that not fucking crazy? I bought it literally in March of 2025.
So that's insane.
That's crazy. So it's still under warranty, which is the good news. I think it's like a 2-year warranty. But I don't know if it's completely covered. Anyway, he sent it to Canon and they're going to fix it. However, I had decided that previously, like even if he could fix it, I thought it is smarter. I mean, this is literally my career. Like I should have a backup camera. Like I should have an extra body just in case something happens. I should.
So you didn't return it?
Well, I can't return it because it's still at Canon and it's going to take longer than the 30 days in general.
Okay, get it.
But so regardless, when it gets fixed
and they do get another one, you're just gonna keep it as your backup.
Yeah, essentially. Or if I want to go like take pictures of my family and stuff, like I could take the other camera out because I am scared now. Like this needs to be like stationary. It needs to be
girl.
Like if you something happens to it, this I thing. Can't. It's so expensive and ridiculous. But again, this is my career. This is what I fucking
of course.
Do for a living. Like a backup is not a bad
it's
thing.
It's so worth it.
I'm not buying a backup lens. Absolutely fucking not.
Oh
just
my
the
God.
Body.
The lens alone is so damn expensive.
No, I can't do it. I just got conned into buying a G7X because Kathleen bullied me into buying it.
No, it's not that first of all, I didn't bully
her
into buying it.
You did. You said.
I showed her
a
picture.
First of all, I purposefully got a cheaper model. I could see that one lady who says I always interrupt you commenting right now. You put your keyboard down, okay? I just had a couple glasses of wine. Let me live.
You're fine. First of all, you did not interrupt me.
I stopped you speaking right now so that I could speak. But anyway, it was just to explain my point of view. I swear, I love to hear you speak.
No, come on.
But I had this like Canon. I don't remember the model. It was like a PowerShot or something like that. And I saw people on TikTok being like, you don't need a G7X. Just get the PowerShot. It's half the price. Actually, it's like 1/3 of the price. And I was like, yeah, no. Like if I just want some cute digital photos, I'm gonna get the cheaper option. So I got it and I told Kathleen, I'm like, I have a digital camera, don't worry, it takes super slay flash photos, like don't even worry about it, it's just like a G7X. I took the pictures.
Okay, well,
and Kathleen,
you said it's just like a G7X.
She told me, she goes, by the way, bitch, don't ever fucking compare your fucking digital camera to a G7X ever again in your life. I said, oh my God, is it that bad? And she's like, yes, like you don't understand, like a G7X is next level. And then she showed me some pictures she took with it and I almost shed a tear. They were so beautiful.
Yeah, I'm like, do you see how like it's bright but it doesn't blow you out like your camera does? And I'll show you the pictures. We can put in side by sides right here and you can just see that I look so youthful and beautiful. And it's honestly the camera, it's not me.
Yeah, no, my favorite thing was like the flash aspect of it, but you're right, my old camera does like blow out everything. Like it's like a really bright flash, which I do like. Like I like the look of it, it's not a bad look, but yours is like the sun is in the room with you or something. And it's like 5 o'clock and the sun
amazing.
Is setting. Like, it's insane.
It's crazy. I love my Canon G7X. I've had it since 2016.
Yeah, you bitch. You got it before it was $5 million. I hate you.
I sure did. I got it when it was like, what, $200?
Wow.
Crazy. But I didn't bully you. I just said your camera sucked.
No, you said, don't you ever. again in your life. Compare your shitty camera to this.
You knew that that's my weak point, you know? Like, I am always looking for something to get. And you told me that what I had was not good enough. And I said, fine. And then I said, bring yours to Horror Nights and I'll do the real test of if it's better or not. But then I just bought it.
And then she just bought it. She was like, yeah, I'll make the decision after Horror Nights. Buys it immediately.
I really want good selfies. I really do. No, it's actually no, it is so funny. So
you're going to love it. It is
ridiculously priced. So I sent it to Nassim. I said, like, on my wish list, by the way. And like, he didn't answer. So then I like emphasized the message. I was like, hello. And then he's like, yeah, like on the wish list. Sounds good. And then he asked, like, is it for vlogging? Like, what's it for? And I said, like, oh, it honestly takes like really good pictures. But yeah, it could be for vlogging too, which like, I don't know. I just threw that in there. And then he was like, oh, so what you're saying is it's not on your wish list and you're going to get it before you go to Orlando. Got it. I said, wow, you know
he knows
so
you so well.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. Oh my god. That just reminded me of my deliveries, right, that I get. And my deliveries reminded me of the issue I'm having with my delivery snack cart.
Wait, what issue are you having with your delivery snack
cart? I'm fighting nature out here, mama. The ants are coming. The ants are coming to collect for winter. And everything is sealed. Okay, I think I got down to it after massacring two colonies. I think that I got down to it that it was the Nature Valley almond sweet and salty bar. I think because every time those would be out, they would come because I'm like, where are they getting crumbs from? Like, I would see them holding crumbs. I said, where are the crumbs from? Because everything is sealed, bitch. I was doing an investigation. I had my gloves on. I was like, what a fucking nightmare that a delivery driver comes hot, hungry, and there's ants everywhere. Absolutely the fuck not. Not in my house. So I started, I mean, Nassim was massacring them on one side. I was Lysol spraying on the other.
Oh my God.
And I don't care about it. Put me in the movie Ant Bully. I don't give a shit. You're not going to fucking come for my delivery driver. No,
listen, we need to save all animals, but if ants are coming for our
first responders,
first responders on Amazon, I will not.
Yeah,
have
that's
it.
Where I draw the line. Death to all of them. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. You fight those ants.
Like, those people are bringing my Canon G7X to this home. I will kill for them. Don't worry about that. Anyway.
Exactly. Wow, that is crazy. You know, it does surprise me that there are more ants out there. But I guess, you know, Georgia's different from Miami. My God, are we swarmed out there with a bunch of fucking bugs and a bunch of shit.
Honestly, there are usually more ants. And there weren't, like, all summer. I didn't see any ants. But I think now is, like, the transitionary point. Like, it's getting to, like, spring and, like, you know, winter and stuff. Like, yeah. It's gonna do the transition.
Did you say it's getting to spring?
Are we in spring?
We still gotta go through fall and winter.
Right. Which one are we in right now? Which one are we in right now?
We're about to finish summer. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's what I meant. Stop. That's what I meant. It's a transition between summer and fall. Absolutely.
That's what I meant.
No, like, yeah, it's transitionary. They're like, shit, it's almost winter. We got to collect all the crumbs we can.
No, you did say that earlier. You did. You were confusing.
Let me find
the
their queen.
Spring.
Let me find their fucking queen. Yeah, I'll fucking fight her myself.
Oh my God.
Hands.
To wrap up, que dice mi gente, I have one more comment from Melanie. Melanie says, I'm obsessed with cats wavering confidence about not encountering a bear in the woods, mind you, versus the conspiracy theory about the pizza delivery heist from last year. I relate so
First
hard
of all,
to
you're
be
just
honest.
Full of fucking shit. If you see a bear, you're gonna shit your pants and you're gonna scream and want somebody to save you.
But I'm more likely, which by the way, start spreading the news, you fucking bitch. I saw you. I saw what you posted on TikTok, start spreading the news. She posted the clip of us on Patreon reacting to the bear next to me saying, like, role play. Let's Tennessee it up, girl.
There are so many bears there. BT dubs.
I mean,
oh, you're not scared of bears? You're scared of literally, you're scared of the wind. What do you mean you're not scared of bears?
I'm not scared of bears. I'm just not.
Oh my fucking God.
I just know I'll never encounter one. You know what
you're
I mean?
You're literally scared of your own shadow. That is
yeah,
so
but
crazy.
Not bears. You wouldn't go outside. They even invited me to go outside and I said, guys, I can't go outside.
Oh my God. I'm so scared. There's a bear.
What?
It's Alex.
Say that. Okay. Obviously, if a bear is charging at me, I'm gonna freak out.
Right.
But like if a bear is just patrolling his way by a trash can nearby.
Well, I regret to inform you, in Tennessee, we're 1,000% gonna see bears. Like, they live there, mama. That's where they live.
Oh yeah. So it turns out we did end up booking a cabin.
Yeah,
and it
we
is
did.
Actually in Tennessee, not in Georgia, like everybody wanted.
Bro, there was none left, bitch. And bro, Nassim, when I showed him the cabin, he goes, are you bringing the entire state of Georgia with us? Why? Why does it say it sleeps 48 people? That's unnecessary. I said, I don't know. I just gotta make sure everybody's got a bed.
No, I'm not gonna lie, Jesse. Like,
I know, God bless. I know.
A bit over the top.
I sent it to Rosy and she said, wow, it's super. I said, yeah, you see.
No, she sent it to me. She goes, mama, tuviste la cabaña. I'm like, yeah. So she sent it to me. She's like, no. Tremendo. Like, she was
She's gonna be taking
freaking
pictures all weekend. There's like 80
all
rooms.
Weekend.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You know what this means? I probably can ditch them and get my own room.
Oh no, you do get your own room. 100%. Yeah.
Oh, thank God for this cabin. Oh, so excited.
No, I am so excited. I am looking up. Guys, please, if any of you have purchased a murder, I know this is niche, a murder mystery pack from Etsy, like from somebody making them, I found a couple that have really good reviews. It's like a whole thing. Like you get like a physical murder mystery pack that we could all play and it has like different themes.
Oh my God, that would
stuff.
Be so fun in the cabin.
The thing is that we've tried to do it. So not last year, but the couple years before that, we tried to do it and all of them were so lame, bro. There was one that we were all reindeers and we were trying to see who ran over a reindeer or whatever the fuck. And Alex misread the
text.
Oh
my God, I love this
He
story.
Thought he was the killer the entire time. So he's there, he's bamboozling everyone. He's giving everybody false information. Information, misinformation, confusing the fuck out of everybody. And at the end,
the real killer is somewhere like, what's going on?
When it's time for the reveal, he goes, I did it. Like, he literally like stood up and like, yeah, that's right, you fuckers, I got you. And Jonathan was like, no, I'm the killer. Like, it said it. Like, it gave me a little paper that said I'm the killer. But either way, the story was so whack. And like, so you have to like go around usually and like ask people questions and like try to like get more information and figure it out. But that one really wasn't doing it for me. I don't resonate with being a reindeer. I don't.
I've never played like a fun real life like murder mystery like that. I've always wanted to play that.
We've done a few. One year we did dress up, and that I think we should do. We should like, so there's a 1920s one. Like we should all dress fully, up like 1920s.
Like the colonel and the candlestick maker and the wife and the
right, yeah, right, the mustache. Like, and
I want to play Clue.
Yeah.
I want to play Clue in real life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, let's do that. And then one will be Colonel Mustard, one will be like, you know, peacock,
okay, God bless.
Peacock,
we don't get to choose the characters, the pre-chosen.
No, I know. Colonel Mustard, the peacock lady.
No,
you know, like,
but I'm saying
Clue.
Like the pack that I buy is already themed. I mean, God bless. So we could change the name, I suppose.
You know what's crazy? The only time that I've ever played this in real life, I've kind of blocked it from my memory because it was like Benefit. Remember, you know, like brand Benefit?
They gave me my first brand deal. Boy, do I ever remember Benefit.
Oh my God, we love Benefit. But they hosted like a big murder mystery thing in New York, in Chelsea. Remember when I was in Chelsea when the Chelsea bomb went off? And I've talked about
vaguely,
this times.
Vaguely. You would be. That would happen.
Some guy set off a bomb in Chelsea, New York, and I happened to be in Chelsea, New York.
Was everybody okay?
Everybody was okay.
Oh, God bless. Okay.
But like they came downstairs and they let us know, like, hey, by the way, like, you know, we're kind of on lockdown because there's a bomb and blah. Everybody went back to their party. Everybody went back to like murder mystery and shit. That's why I looked at Danny and said, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Wait, but wait, come on. What are you supposed to do at that point?
No, okay, but at that point I couldn't breathe. I couldn't, like, everybody just went back to normal. I'm like, I'm sorry. Did they not just tell us that there's a man on the loose
with
a bomb?
That's literally you pacing around the pool table as if you were gonna do anything when you thought that the Uber driver was coming to kill us.
It wasn't the Uber driver, it was the guys with the reading the meters.
No, but it all started. It all started with the postmate.
Oh, right, it all started with You know, Alex needs to stay far away from me with his conspiracy theories time anything happens because
he
literally like fuels my crazy.
I know. No, you and Alex are a really bad mix because he talks the most amount of shit. And then 90% of the things he says, I'm just like, you're fucking crazy is what I just tell him. I'm just like, you're insane. Kathy's like, what? We didn't land on the moon? Like, she's like very, you know, she just believes Alex right away. You can't do that, honey. You got to question him.
He was saying something and I'm like, next thing you know, you're going to tell me that the earth is flat. He said, well...
You said, oh no.
I said, oh, get me out of this car.
Listen, sometimes you love people very much, but they think the earth is flat. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh God.
I actually don't think he really thinks the earth is flat.
Oh, God bless. I think he might actually think that.
No.
I think Debbie might actually think the earth is flat, but I love her regardless. It's that North Carolina education. You know, we have our faults from Miami.
Oh, boy, do we.
No point do we ever. Well, anyway, that was a beautiful que dice mi gente. But we do have a challenge.
Oh my God, I know there's going to be comments in the comments.
Right, that's where they go.
Before we go any further, we want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Kickoff.
I really wish I had Kickoff when I was like 18, 19 years old, starting my credit journey without really realizing what that even meant. What was a credit journey? What do all these numbers mean? I didn't know. There's so many people that don't know how to build their credit until they go to try to get a loan or finance something, and then they're denied, either because they have bad credit or because they have no credit history at all. But let me tell you, Kickoff simplifies building your credit, and that is why I love them, because numbers are hard.
Yeah, and Kickoff is awesome because they have transparent, affordable affordable plans starting at just $5 a month. They have no hidden fees, zero interest, and they honestly make it super simple. You make on-time payments, credit bureaus see good behavior, and then your credit can grow really fast.
Yeah, users with credit under 600 grow an average of 86 points just by paying on time. And it works because your new account with Kickoff immediately diversifies your credit mix, and then each on-time monthly Kickoff payment builds payment history. And because your monthly payments are so small due to the fact that Kickoff's plans are so affordable, your credit utilization, which is the amount of credit that you're actually using, gets healthier fast.
Plus, their rent reporting feature helps you build your credit with the rent that you already pay. Every positive on-time rent payment gets reported to help boost your credit. So start building your credit with Kickoff today and get your first month for as little as $1. That's 80% off the normal price when you go to getkickoff.com/jkpod today. That's Kickoff without the C, by the way. So it's getkickoff.com/jkpod.
Now you must sign up via getkickoff.com/jkpod to activate this offer. Offer applies to new Kickoff customers first month only, subject to approval, offer subject to change. Average first year credit score impact of plus 86 points between August 2024 and August 2025 for Kickoff credit account users who started with a score below 600, who paid on time, and who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during the period. Late payments may negatively impact your credit score. Individual results may vary. And thank you so much at Kickoff for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
But before anyone asks me, did I check up on George Lima?
Oh, well, don't he has a girlfriend, right?
No, we didn't know what happened with George Lima, remember?
We don't know if George Lima's married?
Like, we didn't know anything about George Lima. I didn't know anything about George Lima. Wait.
You're talking in past tense, so you did look him up.
Oh, I did look him up. I did.
Oh my God, you're on your nostalgic kick like crazy. Like, what fuck?
Okay, but hold on. Let me be very clear that the only nostalgic boy I genuinely wanted to talk to was Robert.
Okay.
Everybody else, I was just wondering where they were in life. Okay. You know?
Right. And where's George?
And yeah, George Lima is married.
No!
So, guys, for the love of God, please never bring up George Lima again before his wife shows up and fucking kills me or something.
No, I put it in my leg. Oh, guys, by the way, we're 100% doing the live show. I know we've been talking about it, but we're 100%. Oh my God. We're doing it. Like, it's actually happening. We're signing papers. It's happening. Yeah. I'm so excited.
We don't want to tell you where exactly yet. And okay, this is not an 100% date, but it's a 99% date. November. November 6th. November 6th.
Okay. 99.9% sure. November 6th. Yeah. We're not going to say the time yet, but it is going to be in Miami. November 6th, if you want to start
November
6th.
Plans. Yeah. When we're there, nobody say George Lima. Nobody bring up George Lima.
No, that's what
again.
I was going to say in my live notes. Literally, I'm not joking. The second note that I have that I sent you was bring out special guest George Lima. That was my second note.
Yeah, we can't. Unfortunately, God bless him and his beautiful marriage. And I love that for him so much. Well, let's never bring him up again.
I can't promise that. We can't.
Yeah, let's not. Because somewhere there's a woman who probably has my name in a jar and like lights it on fire or something.
Right.
Sometimes.
No. I feel like George Lima's wife would find this all very funny and would see that you have no interest in him for real. This is just a funny coincidence that you just have memory loss and that's why you brought him up 50 times.
You said the same story 9,000 times. Yeah. It really is my memory loss. Wait, I want to go down the list. So yeah, like I checked up on him. He's married. There was this boy in high school.
What about William?
Me and William have always followed each other on Instagram my whole life. Like we've always like not that we've ever talked, but like we've always kept in touch. William is also married.
Oh, love that for him.
Yeah, no, guys, slim pickings at 34.
No,
my friend Jordan is like, hey, don't worry, like you're getting into that age of like divorce. I'm like, how's that helping me, Jordan?
No, you know, I'm so dead. Wait, that like everybody else is getting divorced at this time? Oh, that's kind of depressing, but it is true. Come on, hold on tight, mama. Everybody's getting divorced.
I'm like, that does not help me whatsoever.
Get and then
I'm
ready like, with I'm gonna, me I'm gonna question you. Court. That bitch fucking lives in my brain.
I'm gonna question you. I'm gonna be like, why are you divorced? Why did she leave you? What did you do?
No, super concerning. I agree.
Super concerning. So like, you know, like now that I look up, like when I'm not that I wanted any, like, you know, nothing. The only person I was trying to shoot my shot with again was Robert. But like when I look back on all these guys that I just searched up on Instagram for the first time in 15 years, I'm like, wow, they're all married and they're all doing great. And I'm so happy for them. You know, that's beautiful. And
and the thing is that I'm so
and
happy.
I think it shows that like, you know.
Yeah, no, I can feel that, huh, mama? I can feel
you know,
that.
Like super happy. Like William was such a nice boy. Love that he's married. And like, oh, I was going to say there was another boy named Willie, which we were very good friends. We just like to kiss. His name was Willie. Was also a William.
Oh my God. I was about to say full name Willie or is that a nickname?
His name was William. But like, okay. I used to kiss him sometimes and like, he's also, his profile picture's like him and like 15 kids and his wife. And I'm like, oh, wow. Wow, that's great. Everybody's just like, you know, just great. I love that.
I will say, when we landed in Miami, Abby was flabbergasted. She said, holy shit, everybody's so hot here. Like, girls, boys, like, everybody's so, like, she's like, fucking A. Like, Georgia, you go to any bar, you're like, ah! You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, crazy. God bless to everybody here. But she also felt insecure. She goes, damn, like, you know, in Georgia, come on, I'm a stunner. But, like, you put me in Miami, everyone's in their little aloe sweatsuits. I can't keep up. But she was amazed by how hot Miami men are. And some men in Miami are very, 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 very good looking.
However,
you know what I mean?
However what?
Their personalities got less. There's just a little bit, not
okay,
great.
But, okay, here's my question,
like,
to
Corbin
you.
Lives in Miami, you know what I mean?
Okay, but you can't, like, that's very, like, first of all, like, Corbin doesn't have his frontal lobe. You cannot compare Corbin
okay,
to
okay, sure, I'll give you that. But, like, just in general, like, I feel like the vibe is, like, oh, my being guys who go to clubs still and are still doing the stupidest shit.
Yeah, if they're, like, 24, I would hope that men around my age are not like that anymore, right?
I don't know, mama. You gotta let me know when you find out.
Well, no, I won't find out because, like I said, all the good ones are married or dead.
Okay, Sabrina Carpenter, shall we start
Trudy.
False challenge?
Since the good ones are deceased or taken, guess I'll keep on moaning and bitching.
See, this is why I never knew what song she was talking about when we played Grab Your Mic on Patreon. That was not the melody, mama. Since the good ones are deceased or taken, I'll
just
keep on
melody.
Moaning and bitching. You were like, since the good ones are deceased or taken. Anyway, shall we begin?
Anyway, okay, we have this super fun, amazing segment. Listen. This amazing challenge called True or False.
Yeah, we're just trying to jazz it up a little bit. God, don't get mad at us. We're just trying to, I mean, people wanted us to do more challenges and stuff. So here we are. We're doing the True or False challenge that we just invented. Are you ready, Kathleen?
I'm so ready.
One thing about me, I have a lot of confidence when I drink wine. So I will know if something is true or if it is
false. I have so much confidence when I drink electrolytes.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That shit pumps your brain. You know what I mean? Okay, ready? Animals. A group of flamingos is called a flock. Yes.
True.
Of course. False. Okay. Well, hold on. It says a group of flamingos is called a flamboyance.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Why? Because they're pink?
Yeah, like, you know, like, wow. Like gay guys give flamingos.
Wow, I knew you were going to bring the gays into this. Go on. Go on. Say more.
It's a flamboyance. I love the gays. Since the good ones are deceased or taken.
Oh, no, mama.
Can't do it.
Not again. Moving on. Elephants are the only animals that cannot jump.
False.
What other animal do you think? Well, like a giraffe can't jump. God bless.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, no, that's false.
That one's easy.
It's false. Elephants, yeah, hippos, rhinos, and sloths. Wait, giraffes can jump?
No, there's no way they jump.
Well, that's crazy. A snail can sleep for up to 3 years. How is that possible when they're only alive for 24 hours? From what I heard.
I'm going to go with true.
Bro, they're not even alive for 3 years. You crazy? True!
The only reason I said true is because I didn't think that they would give us three falses back to back.
Oh my God. Snails can enter a long dormancy period called estivation when weather conditions become too hot or dry. God damn.
I wish
imagine,
I could do that.
Can you imagine, like, you know how I always overheat and I get mean? Can you imagine if every time I did that, I fell asleep for 3 years? That's crazy. What the fuck? They're missing, like, the births of their children. Like, that's
you wake up and you're like, fuck, 3 years have passed.
Literally, that's so frustrating. My FOMO would be very unhappy with that. I'm not gonna lie. Sorry, I overscrolled, but it said octopuses have three hearts. And the reason I knew this is because Finding Dory, the chart of Hank, like, I knew that. Literally, this exact explanation, to pump blood to the gills and one pumps it. Yes, I knew that. I knew the whole thing. Anyway, sharks are the only fish that can blink.
News to me.
Wait, can I call a friend and go downstairs and ask Noah? I don't know. I don't know. I'm like trying to think. No, wait, false. Fish blink all the time,
right?
Yeah, I could have bullshit. False. True.
I could have sworn I saw true, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I had accidentally seen true and I'm like, what other fish can't blink?
It says sharks have a nictitating membrane, a protective inner eyelid that closes when they attack prey. Hold the fucking phone. You're telling me no fish blinks in the water?
No, they just like this all the time.
The water, bro, can you imagine? You know how much I could, like, the sea salt, like, it just stings your eyes. They're just,
I
like,
mean, it makes sense. I've never seen a fish blink,
bro.
Like, why would I think?
Bro, if I'm a fucking fish, just eat me, bitch. If I have to fucking be open 24/7, my eyes are
wait
open.
Hold on, think of like a big ass fish going like this.
No,
I've never seen that.
Okay, but God bless, do they sleep?
And if they sleep, they sleep with their eyes open, getting stinging ass sea salt water in their eye. Fucking kill me. Literally, spear me. Is any is a spearfish nearby, please?
It's like they're used to it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't feel it.
I guess that's all they've ever known. But for me, I just couldn't do it. I really couldn't. Okay, a cow produces more milk when listening to music. Okay. I'm trying to think back to when I breastfed, because I know there's a lot of correlations there. Like, did I feel like a tantalizing sensation in my nipples when I listened to music? I don't think so. I don't think so.
I feel like the answer to that question, like, genuinely just depends on the cow.
Yeah. No, my God. So true. Like, what if one cow doesn't like that song? You know what I mean? False, right? We're going with false?
False.
True.
How did they come to that conclusion?
It says studies have shown that slow calming music can increase milk production by a meaningful amount.
Oh, that's honestly pretty amazing. Maybe that's why I like kissing more when there's music. You know, like, I love a good makeout session.
Yeah.
When there's music. Not that I've had one in a long time, but.
Oh my God, you know what? I need to put on more sex music. I used to have playlists and shit. Like,
yeah, girl, that's all.
What is
that's
that song
so fun.
That's like I'm trying to think of that. What's that?
Like, do Dutch.
No. There's definitely some R&B songs that used to get my juices flowing.
With a little bump and grind.
Yeah, girl. And I'm just like, yeah.
No, wait, hold on. The song that you used to have sex to in 1999.
Tell me.
Is, wait, hold on. You know, I can't do a melody. This is going to drive me crazy.
Bro, everybody hates the TJ Maxx guy.
You mean JCPenney?
What did I say, TJ Maxx? Mama, I've had too much wine. I don't know what I'm talking about.
This Keith Sweat. Nobody. Oh, you like me. Nobody. Nobody, baby. You know?
You don't understand the fear that just entered my body.
Why? Me singing Keith Sweat?
No.
Why?
Because somebody commented on our last episode, because I was just reading comments about the JCPenney call and everybody... That guy is driving everybody fucking nuts. And somebody said, one thing I learned from Do We Know Them is that Georgia is a one-party consent state. And I literally thought in my head, I'm like, I didn't even check if I was allowed to put up that fucking phone call. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that wouldn't matter because it's not like you said his name or anything.
I did. I said Alex from JCPenney. I didn't even check that. That was such a rookie move. No, but it is a one-party consent state because you know how we do it in Georgia. Pew, pew. So we're good. Why did I do pew, pew? I don't know. I'm sorry. I got nervous, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We're fine. I'm in the legal.
Wow. We almost went to prison.
No, literally almost. Jacob Podcast almost ended. You guys would have had to bail us out.
Oh my God.
Okay. Can we continue anyway, on? My God. Yeah. What a detour. I don't even know what you were singing over there. I was all nervous. I mean, it was a mess.
I was singing Keith Sweat, Nobody.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Queen. Penguins mate for life. Yes, true. Obviously.
Of course. Hello?
Yeah, everybody true. Knows that. They bring... What?
Everybody knows that.
False? I've been fed a fucking lie. Someone literally contacted people who made Happy Feet. This is bullshit. There's been documentaries on it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, says, what? Somebody contacted people that made the pebble and the penguin. What the fuck is this?
It says most penguin species are serially monogamous. They are faithful within a breeding season, but not always the same partner across years. Those trifling,
penguins are fucking men.
Disgusting.
Men are penguins. Men are penguins are men.
Oh my God, I'm pissed.
What?
I've been fed a fucking lie my entire life. This is bullshit.
I'm pissed. This is ridiculous.
What? Butterflies taste with their feet.
I swear if that's as true, I'm just, everything that I have been told my whole life is a lie. Everything.
They land on you. They're like, why is this spicy? Like, sorry, I just took a fat shit in the bathroom. I'm so sorry. True. It's true, mama. It's true. Butterflies taste with their feet. It says butterflies have taste sensors on their legs that can help them identify plants when they land. But what happens when they land on humans? And the humans haven't washed their hands.
My God.
I want to move on from the animal category. God bless. Okay, now we're moving on to the science category. And it says lightning never strikes the same place twice. Yes, true. I've always heard that.
That is true. That is false.
No, it's true.
I think it's a myth.
It's false. Lightning frequently strikes the same place multiple times.
Yeah.
The Empire State Building.
I fear you easily confuse your myths with real fact.
That's true. Listen to this. The Empire State Building is struck by lightning around 20 times a year. What a crazy statistic.
To be fair, I think when someone believes the whole like lightning doesn't strike in the same, they mean like back to back.
No, but I was like actually under the impression that that's a statement that was like meant to comfort people. Like lightning never strikes the same place twice. Like, you know, like, come on, like something bad could happen in your life, but it's not going to happen twice. So bullshit. It is going to happen twice?
Yeah.
Everybody has a hole? Like,
perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, this one's easy. The sun is a star.
So true.
Duh, true.
Look at us. We're so smart.
I know. Sound travels faster than light. That is true.
Sound does not travel faster than light.
No, light travels faster than sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is false.
False, yeah. Light travels at approximately 186,000 miles per second. Who the fuck? Bro. I'm going to sound dumb. I understand that. Who can measure that? I don't believe anybody.
No, there's like a way to measure that.
Yeah? Somebody could go 186,000 miles to check?
No, I'm sure there's like a machine that does it for them.
Who made that machine and how do we know it's accurate? And who made the dollar and why is money real? And the words we say are just words that someone just said. Say is say. That's the word you have to say when you want to say say. And it's like, well, what does that mean? But we all just went along
crazy?
With it. It's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I think about that all the time.
Oh, I think about it all the fucking time. Like, who said, like, you know what? This arm, thank you. And it's like, everybody was just like, yes, sir. Arm. That is an arm. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
For real. Like, and I'm sure that if you Google, the origins are all there. I'm sure.
No, God bless. 100% they are. But as we've mentioned before, we are not fact checking. By the way, in our last episode, there were some people who admitted that they fact check before they comment on our episodes.
I didn't see that. There were people who
I was on to you, whores. I really was. I knew what you were doing. Yeah.
Come on. Raise your hand. And if you thought that there were four primary colors.
Oh, no. God bless. No, God bless. That was actually the main one where people were like, I could see what Jesse's saying. But like for the primary colors one, no, not so much. And then people are like, yeah, I learned it from Elmo when I was like 5 years old.
Okay, well, why are you laughing at me, bitch? Because you did not fucking correct me at all.
No,
okay?
God bless. Tweedledee, Tweedledum. I've always said that.
That episode was supposed to be Jesse looking at me being like, you dumbass bitch. There are not four primary colors. Right. There are three.
No, I didn't know either. No, that's what's funny about it. I didn't know either.
Anyway, no, that is what's funny about it.
Moving on. Water always boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, 100 degrees Celsius. That is correct.
Yeah, true.
Duh. No, because I know that 100 number because I always confuse it for 100 degrees Fahrenheit, but that's not that hot. That's like a jacuzzi.
What? Yeah, for sure.
It's false.
What?
Like, I literally fucking hate
Bro, we need
this
to
game.
Stop playing
this
game.
Game. I
this is
hate
literally
it.
Like, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Worse.
All over again.
Yeah, but it's worse. It says, water boils at lower temperatures. At higher altitudes? Okay. What, do we fucking got a ruler out? How do we know? What does that mean? Because atmospheric pressure decreases. Bro, this is why I hated chemistry. I was like, okay, so it does boil at that, unless you're in a different house? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, in Denver, Colorado, water boils at 202 Fahrenheit.
Okay, nitpicker. We said 212 degrees. That's around 202.
Yeah.
It's like true. Like, I don't understand the need
Come
for
on.
All of this. It's meant to confuse people and make them feel stupid, I feel. Anyway, moving on to a different category. The human body is a good one. Okay. I know about the human body. I've got that. So we're going to totally slay this. Humans are the only animals with fingerprints.
Yes.
Do animals? No, but like dogs have paw prints.
Fingerprints.
Oh. No. Monkeys.
They have fingerprints?
They got fingers.
Then they got fingerprints.
Yeah, what's on their fingers? Nothing? Just smooth? No, I think false. False! God bless, it's koalas, though.
Okay, well, you were close.
I was, yeah, I had the inkling. But they have similar to human fingerprints that they occasionally confuse. What? They have occasionally confused crime scene investigators. Was there a koala on this scene? I had no idea.
Can you imagine in Australia? You just see like a koala getting arrested, thrown in the back of a car.
Bro, you know koalas low key are kind of crazy. They be biting people. Oh no, those are sloths. Sloths bite people. Very slow. But they do bite.
I'm sure motherfucking koalas too. Yeah. Wow, no, that is insane actually.
No, koalas actually seem so sweet. Let's not like put that on them. I'm pretty sure they're nice people. The human body contains enough iron to make a small nail. What the fuck?
Okay.
Sure.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah. You can make a small nail. Yeah, true. Yeah. Come on. The average adult body contains about 3 to 4 grams of iron, mostly in the blood. But isn't it like a different kind of iron? I don't really want to get into it. I don't think I can make a nail out of my body, you know? Your nose and ears never stop growing. That's true. Which is scary.
True. I knew that for a fact because there was an old man at my aunt's bank. My God! His nose and his ears, both of them.
You can't say that, Kathleen.
He was like 90. Pobrecito, it's not his fault. He's
no, God old. Bless. My dad's ears and nose are still kicking, mama. They're still growing and growing and growing and growing.
They're growing. Which, my God, I'm going to look like a freaking super leprechaun elf by the time I'm old. You're going to be able to hear my pointy things.
The tongue is the strongest muscle in the human body.
True.
Not me like whipping my tongue back and forth to see if it. Yeah, I'm gonna say true too. False. The tongue is strong.
Honestly,
But the masseter, the jaw muscle, duh, because we like chew down on shit. That's what's the strongest
that's
muscle.
That's true. That's true. Actually, the tongue is not that strong. Never mind.
Oh, no, this is concerning. Humans are born with all the neurons they will ever have. Wait, we can never grow them back.
Yes, true.
True? False, mama. God Damn bless. It. Although.
Well, that's good.
You're kind of giving vibes that it is true.
Well, it's a good thing it's not, huh?
No, it's a good thing it's not. It says the brain continues to produce new neurons throughout life, particularly in the hippocampus, which is associated with memory and learning.
Wow, the next time my mom tells me, don't ever eat a gummy again, you're going to destroy all your neurons. I'm going to be like, really? Because in the hippocampus,
they grow back, Rosie. You don't even know.
They grow back in the hippocampus.
Your stomach gets an entirely new lining every few days? No.
Bullshit.
No, absolutely not. True? Like mid-shit, it's fucking like doing a new lining? What's the vibes? It says stomach acid is powerful enough to dissolve metal. So the stomach replaces its lining roughly every 3 to 4 days.
We're like snakes.
We are like Wolverine. That's crazy. Wow. The human eye can detect a candle flame from about 14 miles away on a clear dark night. Not this human eye, mama.
What
not
the fuck? What are we, Spider-Man? What is this?
Not this human eye, let me tell you.
Yeah, no, I couldn't even see Olivia Dean on the stage.
It's a true human vision. Oh my God,
we're saying
sensitive.
The wrong answers to everything.
We haven't gotten one right, I fear.
I think we got two right so far.
Blood is blue inside the body.
We know this one.
True. No, I'm just kidding. False.
If we would have taken this test 3 weeks ago,
we would have gotten it wrong. But luckily,
we is too many people. You would have gotten it wrong.
But luckily, our amazing fact checkers here, who totally didn't use the internet to fact check, told us that's false. Yep. There you go. False. Read it and weep. Yawning is contagious, even when you read about it.
Oh no! Not when you read about it.
Oh my God.
We both had a moment.
I feel like I'm gonna yawn. True. Yeah, it is true. Anyway, I feel like we've done a good job. I want to quit. And I love quitting. Have I ever talked about how much I love quitting? Are you yawning? Wait.
I thought
I'm doing pseudo yawns. And those are embarrassing when you like almost yawn, but you don't fully yawn. Those are so embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, I thought one was coming out.
It just looks like you're going, oh, like how Janice asked us to sing into that mic.
That was crazy.
Wow, well, that was beautiful.
Wasn't it, folks? That was absolutely beautiful.
I fear we simply cannot continue because it's just that too embarrassing.
No, the humiliation rituals on the show never ends. And honestly, the more that we've put together our live show, the more I realize that it's really just one giant humiliation ritual.
It is going to be one giant humiliation ritual. I can't wait for that.
Can't wait so for excited. It. Anyway, lights, camera, smiles.
Lights, camera, smiles, shall we?
Yep. Okay, mine is going to be a TikTok that I got tagged in and then I reposted and then my dad sent to me, not realizing that the only reason he saw it on his For You page is because I reposted it.
No, stop.
You sent it to me, actually. That's how I know about it.
I sent this to you?
Yes. So it just says, kind of chic.
Oh my God, I was going to send, this was my lights, camera, smiles.
Oh, well, want it to be a joint one?
Yeah, let's do a joint one.
It says, kind of chic to watch Kathleen and Jesse argue while taking the Amtrak across the state. So this is like a trend that's going around where people are like, kind of chic to do this, kind of chic to do that, whatever. And then it's her and
it's
on her iPad.
It's just, arguing.
No, yeah, it's just us about to beat each other's ass. And I just love it so
much. But I love the music.
And the scenery. The scenery, everything is just so beautiful. I don't know if this is copywritten, but it's beautiful. Effervescent music. I love it. Abby in the back curling her hair. Does it get better than this?
This was a Patreon video, by the way. Some people were asking, but I thought this was so freaking cute.
Well, it was a Patreon live, actually, that we made like a permanent thing that you can like a VOD that you can go back and watch. So if you're interested, that's up right now. But crazy. I love it so much. And then everybody's saying like complainer for life. Love them.
Oh my God.
I'm a complainer too. Speaking of which,
I love you guys.
I'm wearing my I Love Complaining hat. That is one of our merch items. Look out in the next few weeks, guys. We're coming in.
Oh, yeah.
With the cutest merch. Bro, guys, you don't even understand. Like, we do have some really cute merch that is like, not just, this is like a plain, you know, obviously, like just hat with whatever text, but oh my God.
Our extra swampy please shirt. It's going to be so cute.
Oh my God.
It's going to be so freaking cute. I cannot wait, guys. We have so much in store for you and we are so excited.
We are.
And yeah, I guess that's it for today.
That is. If you guys made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that is all we've got. And as always, we will see you next Sunday.
We won't.
JK.
Bye.
Woo.
Bye.